Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, it's a tip-top Tuesday, and we're back to say we never left Pistol Shrimps in a major way. I'm Matt Gourley.
I'm Mark McConville, and you are listening to goddamn Pistol Shrimps Radio in the heart of the valley, North Weddington. We are back at a basketball game, goddammit.
Just when they thought they couldn't expect to have these two guys back, as the saying goes, we are back. Did I say my name?
You did, Matt. You're Matt Gourley.
And you're Mark McConville.
And just when they thought they couldn't push us back out, they pulled us back in.
They Al Pacino'd our sorry asses into another game. We are happy to be here, broadcasting live. We're whispering now because currently there is a game playing right before the Pistol Shrimps.
This
go
looks
on.
Like the Princess Layups against the Nail Clippers, two classic adversaries of our Pistol
Shrimps.
You're not wrong,
Mark. With 10 seconds left on the clock,
tie game, drama. Ooh. Big bucket right there from the Nail Clippers, 36-34. Matt,
4-4 left on the clock. That's 4 seconds, 4 nicro seconds.
Nicro seconds.
Yeah, that's the nitrous oxide nanosecond.
So you know it's quick.
That's right.
Jesus Christ, this feels great, Matt.
Yeah, we're back. We decided to hit it one more time. Part of it is we had a babysitter and Amanda wanted to
Who's
come
we?
Play.
You and I?
Yes. You and I got a babysitter and we hung out with her for 3 hours today and she gave us the confidence we needed to call American Women's Rec League basketball play.
Yeah, if the listeners out there would like a little look behind the curtain, Matt and I had sort of slated this for a recording, and it was a little touch and go, I would say, Matt. Wouldn't
That's
you
right.
agree?
And we were just going to pop it on like Beyonce drops an album. By the way, I'm slowly sleeking back into my broadcaster
You're slowly
voice.
What?
Sleeking back into my broadcast.
Spell it.
S-L-E-E-K-I-N-G.
That's a thing you can do with your voice?
Yeah. I made it up, but yeah. And especially if he makes things up, you can do them easily.
If he makes things up, you can do them easy.
Yeah. What I need to do is talk a little bit more like this. So we says to each other, hey, Mark and Matt to each other, let's go do this. But then, and that's it.
Oh, buzzer non-beater. Nail Clippers beat the Princess Layups in the... I guess this would be the 7 o'clock game.
That's
here
right.
At North Weddington.
Pistol Shrimps will be hitting the 8 o'clock spot. Tick tock on the clock. You don't stop. And so we said to each other, let's do it. But then today, I had to pull out because we just didn't know if we were going to have the energy, the gusto, the go get them, or the wherewithal to do it.
You seemed like you were real sort of like, this isn't going to happen, pal. And I understood it from the jump when you first said it.
There's Captain Maria. We'll talk to her after the show.
You're goddamn right we will. Look at all these familiar faces,
There's
man.
It's Jesse. Good to be back.
How long do you think it's been since we've done an actual Pistol Shrimps basketball game?
Long enough to have a full-fledged pandemic.
Oh, so you would say it was pre-2020.
Wasn't it?
I mean, it must have been.
I don't think we've done one since. I think Amanda has played a game or two, but...
There's an easy way to look it up. I'm not willing to do that.
Nor am I, friend, because this isn't a hold-your-hand kind of podcast type. This is a game, and you're playing life-or-death stakes. Is that right, my friend Mark?
That sounds right, my friend Matt, and we're here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Tonight's opponent, the Blouses.
That's right. It's Pistol Shrimps up against the Blouses. Let's go with a player lineup, Mark. We'll take it turn by turn.
Well, I met a new player for the Pistol Shrimps. New to me anyway, but probably at this point old to the Pistol Shrimps.
You're not alone,
her
Mark.
Her name is Jersey.
Yeah, so her name is Jersey. What are we going to call her? Because
Jersey.
Well,
you need to call people by their names.
How about... Wait, do you think she's named after the state or, more appropriately, the garment that you wear for basketball?
Or third option, the cow.
Or fourth option, the Mike.
Mike Jersey?
The subway guy. Jersey Mike.
Do you think Jersey Mike's real name is Mike Jersey?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, Jersey is here, and we'll call Jersey Jersey. I think that's only fair. We both met this person before the game, and it's only fair to call them by the name they introduced themselves as.
We don't want to, you know, because there's Jersey, England, there's New Jersey, United States. What if we call her Newest Jersey?
New to us, Jersey.
New to us, Jersey.
What just happened right there? I'm seeing number three, Melissa Stetton, out on the court, getting ready to take on some basketball satisfaction.
You know it. Alongside her, getting ready, tying her hair in a tot ponytail, is my wife, Amanda Fun Buns Lunn.
I'm looking out there, and in a black gothic trench coat, I'm lacking the words, Matt. Look at Paisley Gray's black trench coat. She looks like she's a backup member of The Cure or something like that.
I'm loving every part of it. She's not alone there because we got Captain Maria Blasucci.
Number 99, fresh off of her ayahuasca life refresh, Jessie Thomas. Do you know she went away and took ayahuasca and reset her entire being? That's a true story. I follow her on Instagram.
Does she not know who we are anymore then?
It's possible.
She did look at me funny when I said hi.
Jessie Thomas. Who is that, everybody? Is that all?
No, well,
every
then, of course, we've got
here?
New Jersey Mike's jerseys.
New to us, Jersey.
That's
Mike.
Right. Yes.
But her name isn't Mike. It's Jersey.
Well, we don't know who to trust.
I'm looking at the blouses here. We have number one, number 24, number seven. A lady that's wearing a sweatshirt. Another lady that's wearing a different sweatshirt. There's number 21 over there, or maybe it's 11.
Two
Hard
sweatshirts
tell,
and a handful of numbers. That's what we know the Pistol Shrimps are going on up against.
The Pistol Shrimps appear to be outgunned, outpersoned.
What makes you say, because they've got more.
The blouses just seem like they have a legion of players, whereas the Pistol Shrimps, it looks to be six total people.
Right. In fact, it was about to be four. That's why they called on Amanda, who hasn't played a game in a long time.
How long would you say?
It's probably been close to a year. I know after Glenn was born, I babysat her while Amanda went to play.
She came and played a game.
Yeah. I didn't babysit Amanda. I babysat our daughter, Glenn.
Well, I think that's pretty apparent.
Is it?
And there's parent in that statement, so you know it's legitimate.
Mark, you're not kidding. That's why you call hot basketball action.
Matt, I have no clue how the Shrimp season is going. I don't know what their current record is. I don't know how many games they've played. I don't know how hot the basketball action has been over the last few months. I just know that the Pistol Shrimps have been out there playing games and laying slames.
Mark, I don't have any clue how basketball works, so you're better off than I am.
If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that we started out calling basketball action for the Pistol Shrimps basketball team. Then we went to
miniature golf.
That seems correct to me. We also at some point did play-by-play for a White Elephant Exchange at the Holiday Times.
Then at the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C., United States.
We definitely did a recap of the Virgin Atlantic or Virgin America video for airline safety, which tells you where the seatbelts are and how the airbags work.
Then we shifted on to just emails. Answering emails. Emails, emails, emails.
Well, we had a lot of them. We still do. If you'd like to email the show, it's pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. Go ahead and write in. Maybe we'll look at some emails tonight. Who knows what tonight has to offer us?
Then we changed the name of this podcast.
We changed it to Mall Walking, where we walk around malls and look at what's going on and tell you, the consumer out there, what they can expect when they step foot into places like the Shops at Santa Anita and Montebello Town Squatch.
That's why if you're a recent listener of this podcast, you're probably wondering, what the hell is this?
You're probably wondering, Scoob.
Who are these two guys that can't use their lips in the way that most people have of ability to do?
I've got to tell you, once I crossed tonight off of my calendar, my wife and I decided to go have a proper meal at the Houston Steakhouse in Pasadena. So I went ahead and had a cocktail or two with our dinner. So I'm a little bit rubbly.
What kind of cocktails did you have?
Well, I had a Manhattan, and then I had a nice cold beer with my sushi that I had.
Oh.
You know, game time here at North Weddington, the greatest gym in the valley.
Simply because it's the closest one to our house.
The parking is nice. The gym is nice. There's not a lot of hassle as compared to Lake Street Gym, the shithole of L.A.
You might as well drive to Weddington, park here, and walk to Lake Street Gym.
You'd have better luck. Our referees tonight, Bill, the absolute squank.
And Timmy, the lost kid who did find his way home but decided, this shit's not for me, I'm staying lost.
Both of these high-waisted referees have started the game. It's Pistol Shrimp's basketball time.
Right. Possession, blouses, now over to my wife, Amanda. She's number 9 on the Pistol Shrimps, and they're going to walk that ball down the court. Jersey has possession.
That looks like Jersey Walls, W-A-L-Z, number 31 on the Pistol Shrimps. Jersey Walls with a
Jesse
pass
Thomas.
To Thomas.
And that's 2 points.
That's 3 points, Matt. She was behind that big arc, which is the three-point line. If you shoot the basketball from back there, you get 3 American basketball points.
My understanding is there are rules, and rules to be followed, and that would help us if we knew what they were to call this game.
Blasucci with a nice steal, and Thomas will walk the ball up the court. This feels great, Matt.
Oh, man, it's good to be back. I haven't lived this long since I was younger.
Thomas with a pass to Blasucci. Back to Thomas. Thomas at the top of the three-point line.
Another three-pointer. It falls short, but we're still 3 ahead here at Pistol Shrimps Radio Basketball.
Your home for Pistol Shrimps basketball action.
Go, Amanda.
She can absolutely hear you. We are very close to the court here.
We are in danger of getting hit in the face with a basketball.
Blouses have the ball. Nice shot from number 2, but a rebound by Jersey Walls.
31, taking it down the court. She's going to hand it off to one of her teammates, if I understand basketball play.
Intercepted by one of the Blouses, number 14, with a fast break down the left side of the court. That could be the right side, Matt. I don't know how mirrors work.
I don't either. She passes it off to a teammate, and that teammate throws it to another lady with the same clothes.
Swish there from number 12, and the game is 3-2 in favor of Pistol Shrimps.
1-2 as far as points go.
I'm sorry? What are you saying? There's the Pistol Shrimps lead by 1.
Yes, that's
behind
what I mean.
Behind the back dribble from Thomas. Slick move, but it's stopped by number 14 of the Blouses.
A b-ball clusterfuck, and that is a traffic jam, to be sure. Headbound Blouse goes Kyle to Passy to shoot, and Inzi is Nazi. That's a no point, and I don't mean to say Nazi as in the Third Reich.
No, you were spelling it N-O-T-S-I, I'm sure.
I sure was. No, I was spelling it N-A-Z-I, but I don't mean the Third Reich people.
Nobody ever does, and this is Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name is Bibb.
And my name is Tucker.
Another intercepted pass here. The Pistol Shrimps, if they want to win this game, they're going to need a little crispness on their passes.
Also, if they want to win this game, they have to get more basketball points.
Thomas with the ball here at the top of the key.
It's on my boogie. Ingrid Walla,
Ingrid Walla
is back
showed up
in
to the game.
House. Wow, what a treat.
I'm walking in with a broken hand, and the team they're playing right now did it to me.
They broke
what?
Your hand? How long has your hand been broken?
Since April 16th.
How are you doing?
I was getting a rebound, going up for a shot. 2 girls were guarding me, and they took me out. They took me out, and I fell to the ground, and I thought, jam my finger, right? No big deal. My boogie can play. I played for 10 more minutes. And then a ball was coming towards me, and my entire body went, if you can't catch this, get off the court. And I did, and then I went to the ER.
No.
How are you doing now?
I'm so sick of having this thing on my hand. I can't do anything. And I had to miss the whole season. That was my second game.
These season
the
injuries
are dead to me. Yeah. We're going to break them over the coals.
Break them. It's such a pleasure to see you both, though. We're happy to have you. We needed the spirit back.
We certainly are ignorant to the ways of the shrimp season so far. It's a shock to hear that you're out for the season. Yep. You're just here in solidarity tonight.
Taken out. I'm here in solidarity. I have to see my shrimps. It's been far too long. And I just want to see, revenge take place.
You're going to get that tonight, even if it's verbal from us.
When
thank
is
you,
this
Han
hand
Mabugi.
Mechanism supposed to come off of your hand?
I get to go see an orthopedist on Friday.
So
in a few days.
Soon.
Yeah. And hopefully they'll say, you can take it off and you're fine.
We are wishing.
This is, it's disgusting.
It is a.
Oh my God.
Can I get a picture of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, let me get my phone out. Look at this.
God, look at
that. Okay. Big update for the Pistol Shrimps Nation here.
How do you do hand puppets? Like shadow puppets?
Oh, we have free throws.
Free throws.
Shut the hell up because it's free throw time for the Blouses. It's 3-2 with 15:08 on the clock.
It's time for free throw scriptures. Lord Jesus came down from his cabin in the woods and said, hey, this ain't heaven. It's mere woods.
It was then that Hezekiah went out to his old honeycomb and stuck his finger in there and found that there was nothing to eat, for the bees had abandoned him and his family.
And Shelbus went on a date with a couple of robed gals, and he says to himself, he says, hey, gals. And they say, what, are we you? And he says, yes, I'm the guy from Split, James McAvoy, and also but him in the Bible.
Then they took a trip to the south of France where they played a game of Belote, which is a trick-taking card game that I've been learning how to play because my friend JP tried to teach me how to play it.
But not related to Baccarat?
No, it's called Belote, and it's basically 500 or any trick-taking card game you've ever played. It's the French version. It's pretty fun. Anyway, this has been Pistol Shrimp's Free Throw Scriptures.
That's right. It's 3-3 all tied up here somewhere in the interview and scripture action. The Blouses came up by a point. That must have been in free throw when we were dicking around with God's
talk. It sure was during the free throw. Blasucci had an errant shot there that went off both rims, the inner and outer rim of the basket.
Wait, what?
Blasucci just had a shot down there at the other end of the court, Matt.
Yeah?
It went off the near and far rim and then fell out. The Blouses got the rebound. They came down here. They couldn't make a basket. It's still tied 3-3. Jersey Walls with the ball.
You're talking nonsense, Mark, to these virgin sports ears. Uh-oh, there's a buzz. That means that whatever someone guessed on the Family Feud was fucking wrong.
Tonight's game brought to you by Supercuts. Haircuts for bibs.
Also brought to you by Fantastic Sam's. Fuck, that guy's fantastic. Have you seen him? He's great.
Also brought to you by Cost Cutters. That's really, for real, a barbershop chain in the Midwest.
Wow.
Where the name of the barbershop is sort of like, we don't have enough money to give you a proper haircut. We're cutting costs.
Also brought to you by Top Croppers, the place I used to get my haircut when I was a kid. They'd seatbelt you in, and if you made it through, you got a fucking ginger snap.
5-3 in favor of the Blouses, which is against God's will.
If the Blouses win this, I'm going to burn Tokyo down.
That seems inappropriate to the level of outrage that you've got, and also very cost ineffective.
Tell it to Godzilla.
Thomas with a shot. It is nowhere near the basket. No offense, Jesse. And now 11 for the Blouses has the ball. Foul somehow on Melissa Stetton there.
Stetton back after having a baby. She's not the only one. Amanda and Stetton both have young children.
They're in the FSA, Future Shrimps of America.
That's right. And the 4-H Club.
Thomas. That foul was somehow on the Blouses, so the Pistol Shrimps have the ball back. I got to tell you folks out there in America and beyond, fouls are stupid, and I don't understand them.
That's why they're called fouls, man. Huh? Amanda taking the bench in for some hot play. Paisley Gray.
Fiery pass from Blasucci over to Thomas. Thomas back to Blasucci.
Blasucci checking out her options. He passes to Jersey. Jersey going to tuck in and do a dangle wangle.
A dangle wangle the likes I haven't seen since the 76 Invitational. And I do mean the 2076. I've been time traveling.
Hey, man, get out your dial of destiny and let's talk about the last time we saw Indiana
talk about
Jones.
It. There was a crystal skull involved, and I had a lot of disappointment. Long shot from Stetton off the mark. Rebound by the Blouses.
Blouse going to pass down to Headband Lady. She's got a number two. Off to number one. Number one going to keep it for a while and think, maybe let's spend some time together, ball. Nope, never loved you. Off to number seven, who's got a tot and tottery relationship with the ball.
Both,
so much so, she wants to
both
pass
Both referees just sort of blew their whistles and threw their hands up in the air.
Yeah, they've
now, let me
it.
Tell you something, man. I'm looking over at the table here at the center court on the side lines, I guess.
Yeah.
The possession arrow is in favor of the Shrimps, meaning if there's a jump ball or some sort of situation, the Pistol Shrimps will get the ball back.
There was an all all hands on deck scramble there with about three players down on their hands and knees trying to scarf up that ball like it was a hungry, hungry hippo marble.
Thomas was doing floor Pilates trying to keep that ball alive.
Yeah.
Down there on all fours doing an unbelievable amount of yoga. I can't even tell you what it was like. And that's my job.
Stetson inbound to Thomas. Thomas Stetson. With the ball.
Melissa Stetson, the number one name in hats.
Back to Jessie with the ball. She's getting a little fed up.
She is getting manhandled or womanhandled, depending on what you like.
Yeah, I'll take whatever I can get, Mark.
The fire is hot. We're here with Jessie Thomas, but somehow the Blouses have the ball back. It doesn't make sense to me, folks, and it shouldn't make sense to you. 5-3 in favor of the Blouses, 9:40 on the clock.
Number two with the ball, you might remember her from Headband Talk. She's going to take a fake pass over to number one, who takes a shot. It's up and not in. Rebound, Paisley Gray.
Gray with the hands. She'll pass over to Thomas, and Thomas will start the ball up the court. You think that headband's keeping a wig on to number two there? Do you think she's got the headband Brett Michaels style?
Frankly, I think the wig's keeping the headband on.
Ooh, long shot from Thomas just off. Doesn't go, and it's still 5-3 in favor of the Blouses. Not a lot of scoring here tonight.
If you come to watch basketball for scores, you might as well go watch Go Diddley do his make-arounds on a guitar.
Number 11 just got a rebound, and she got herself a basket. It's time for to call a timeout here, Matt.
Yep. 3-7, 8:55 left on the first half play. This is Act 1 of Pistol Shrimps Radio, the play.
Are you saying Act 1 because you have a theater background, Matt?
That's right. And when we go to intermission, we can buy wine and cheeses.
What do you think your favorite theater term is? Is it... For me, I feel like I'm putting you really on the spot here. I'll give you one that I like is Deus Ex Machina.
Oh, yeah. God of the Machine.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But what a cop-out that is for
a
playwright. All this stuff was going wrong, and then, oops, never mind. A force we can't understand stepped in and altered things.
Tell it to Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers. Come out of the sun much, Gandalf? Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe we'll get a Deus Ex Machina here tonight. It's 7-3 in favor of the Blouses over the Pistol Shrimps, 8:55 on the clock here in the first half.
They're going to do a little cheer. That's going to pep up the action, meaning they've got the morale, the spirit, and the go-gumpy to get it dumpy. Jerry Dumpy. He's a local newscaster.
Is that right? Jerry Dumpy?
Dunphy.
What channel?
I think 5? I could be wrong about
that. Would
that
be KTLA? No, that's 9. What channel is 5? Ooh, Jessie Thomas going in, trying to...
Is 5 not KTLA?
Jessie Thomas has been fouled, Matt. That means it's free throws. Go ahead and open up the Bible. It's free throw scriptures time.
And wine itself opened up the cork of its own bottle and said, hey, I wouldn't mind some wine. Try being wine. You can't drink wine.
Thomas off the mark there. No good on the free throw. High fives from the teams. We'll go back to the Bible.
Busy Gillespie says to the people in the Chocho village, why not have a clay pot full of ashes, myrrh, and frankincense, but keep the gold, you bumblebee car who transforms in the Beezebo.
It's 7-4. Thomas was able to make that second free throw. Blouses have the ball here at our end of the court, and it is time for more basketball satisfaction.
That's right. You can't have action without satisfaction. And if you've got satisfaction, you've probably had some action.
And you're probably Mick Jagger saying, hey.
Oh, two more points for the Blouses.
Oh, no, it's 9-4 in favor of the Blouses.
Especially on a podcast where I'm supposed to be extolling my wife, I don't want to throw her under the bus, but I do have to say that, do you know she thought Mick Jagger... She just didn't know his first name, and his last name was, like, Irish, like Mick Jagger.
Oh, she thought his name was, like, Roger Mick Jagger?
Yes, yeah.
What did she think his first name was?
I asked her that, and I don't think she knew.
Well,
turns out she did.
When's the last time you met somebody named Mick? So, M-I-C-K.
Right.
Probably never. I don't think that's a real
thing. Can you think of any other Micks?
Mick Ronson? Isn't that a person?
I don't know.
Famous Mix, M-I-C-K.
There's two more points for the Blouses. That'll bring it 11-4, 6:56 left on the American clock.
Thomas will take the ball up the court here. This is new, Matt, right there at center court. That's an LA Clippers logo. It seems like the LA Clippers Youth Basketball Foundation has maybe sponsored this court so that basketball can be played by all.
Basketball played by all, except for you and me, of course. I couldn't suck more at a sport if I tried. Maybe tennis.
I think this is my number one sport that I cannot play. I can't dribble a ball and move at the same time. I certainly can't do what Jesse Thomas is about to do. Nice rebound by Jersey Walls, and she will get fouled.
She got the little peacock hands from the ref. That's not good.
Some free throws are maybe good. Now, why isn't she shooting free throws there?
Blusucci into Walls. Walls shoots, rebounded by the Blouses. Blouses with a tip-off pass. That's a term I made up, but sounds real.
Tip-off pass? Yeah, I'd buy it, Matt, if I didn't know what I was listening to. 12 will come in for the Blouses. Take a shot. It's short. It's off the rim, but the rebound goes to the Blouses. They retain possession.
Blouses with a shot. It's up. It's not in. It's popped to Captain Blusucci. Back to Walls. Walls is going to let things play out before she makes a choice, because, you know, if you make a choice, you unlock Schrodinger's cat. Is he alive? Is he dead? Is he even a he?
I'm going to tell you right now, my name isn't Dallas Rains. I'm no meteorologist, but I think the weather's about to shift into the Pistol Shrimp's favor.
I agree. My name is Jerry Dumphy, and I'm no smarty, but I can tell you with a hearty hey-ho, this game's going to go yo-whoa.
Channel 5 in Los Angeles is not NBC. That's 4. Is and it's not CBS. That's 2.
Are you sure it's not KTLA?
It's not ABC. That's 7. KTLA, I feel like, is 9.
Is it KCOP?
Oh, no, KCAL 9. Yeah, so maybe KCAL. It is.
I think it is. Here goes Jesse Thomas with a fast break, faster than you've ever furious. I don't care how many 10 movies you got, Vin Diesel. You can't fast break like Jesse Thomas.
Boy, there's nothing more dull than me recounting a TikTok to you, but there's a British fellow who went through all the names of all the Fast and Furious movies and how they don't have any consistency, and boy, that's a treat to watch. Yeah. Go look that up.
Okay, I'll check that out as soon as I get on TikTok in my deathbed.
Ooh, Paisley Gray, number one, tried to inbound the ball. Paisley Gray knocked it back into one, and the ball went out of bounds off of one. What a play by Paisley Gray. I want you to hear it, Paisley.
Thomas doing an under-the-leg dribble-drabble, and she's going to go pass that far off to Amanda. Ooh, tipped off the fingers, out of bounds.
Just out of the reach of Amanda. Fun Buns Lund, number 9 for the Pistol Shrimps.
It's 4-11 with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left on the clickety-tick-tack-clockety-cock.
There's 4:15 left, so you know what that means. Smoke them if you got them, and that's minus 5 joints.
Yeah, the minus 5. Do you ever listen to that band?
I have listened to that band a little bit, yeah. Number 14 with a rebound. Ooh, that pass is going all the way up to Toluca Lake, out of bounds.
Never seen that lake. I've been to that city many times. I've never
seen it. Is there a Toluca Lake?
I hear there is a lake.
Where is it?
In Toluca. Lake.
Talk to Bob Hope. Isn't Bob Hope the reason you know about Toluca Lake?
I feel like...
Nice shot from Amanda Fun Buns Lund. A little too short there. Off the mark. 11-4 in favor of the Blouses. Why do I know Toluca Lake?
I don't know. That's
outside of living here.
Every boutique commercial agency, it feels like, is in Toluca Lake.
Yeah, I feel like I had an agent.
I did. Well, hell, I think I still do.
Do you still have a commercial agent?
I do, technically, but I told them, don't send me out. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, if they're just offering you a job, you'll take it, but otherwise you're not going to go pursue anything in the commercial field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. At this point, you make 19 cents on every dollar or some shit.
Yeah. Also, it's just a...
Big shot from number 2 of the Blouses.
Yep.
Rebound, 14. Passes over to 24, who makes a bucket. 13-4. In favor of the Blouses.
Blouses scoring illegitimate basketball points as far as I'm concerned.
I won't recognize them, and neither would a court of law in any country with any sort of democracy.
Those are Florida basketball points at best.
Yeah. It's 13 DeSantis's to 4 Washingtons.
4 Newsoms.
Well, we're anything but politically charged here on Pistol Shrimps Radio, but if you're a Ron DeSantis person, please... Go find yourself another hobby.
Yeah.
Rebound from Amanda Fun Buns Lund. Pass to 3. Stetton.
Off to Stetton. I'm a hobbyist voter.
I just do it every 4 years. I don't even bother with those midterms, because why would you? Thomas driving to the bucket. Behind the back pass to Jersey Walls. Rebound. Paisley Gray. She is fouled. She will shoot free throws here, Matt. That's 53. Paisley Gray with the free throws. Time to open up the free throw scriptures.
And Karzakus, who lived himself in an adobe hutch, went into his chest and footlocker and bought himself a bunch of leaves for with to snuggle.
He went ahead and reorganized his coffee cups because some of them was bigger than the others.
One said world's best mistress.
He couldn't swallow it, so he went ahead and did that. And once it was finished, Paisley Gray shot and it went in.
Wow.
13-5 in favor of the Blouses.
And
point
just to
for Paisley
that up,
Gray, who's thrilled at the notion.
Kept one mug and it said, the worst day praying still better than the best day wishing.
Ooh, 12 with an effortless basket for the Blouses. It's 15-5. Shrimps are down by 10 here with a minute or so to go here in the first half of this basketball game.
I've seen bigger comebacks. Stetton for a shot. It's over the hoop, under the rainbow, and through the loop. Here comes number two of the Blouses. Fast break pass. Number 14 pops it up for two more Floridian basketball points. Illegitimate. Illegitimate. In fact, I would say every 2 points they make, they lose 1 point.
It's 5 points for the Shrimps, 17 points for the Dangling Chads.
And the Changling Dads.
Hi, we're the Changling Dads. And what we need is a one-word suggestion of a hobby or occupation one of you might have.
Voting.
Great. Well, I lost myself, but I found myself.
Voting for us. Prospero.
I'm a third party daddy and I'm not really mad, but I felt like I had to go.
You can keep your Clintons and keep your Bush. Actually, let me borrow your Bush.
I've got a pubic hair party to go to and
have
I
you
just...
seen my big furry tush? Good night.
We're at halftime here, basically. Last minute shot here from Jersey Walls won't happen.
It's 5-19 at intermission. Everybody's going to go outside and have a little glass of wine and a plastic cup until the lights blink. And no, we got to get back to our seats to watch the second act of Who's Afraid of Virginia Beach.
Who's Afraid of Virginia? How do you feel, Matt, here at halftime? Let me just check in with you, my friend. We haven't done this in quite some time, and... are you feeling like it's, is it like riding a bike or is it like crashing a bicycle like you said earlier?
It's like getting on a bike that you do plan to crash. Do you want a little bit of this bar?
Oh no, Matt, I couldn't eat another bite. I had Houston's. I had a little sushi and a little French fry and a little...
Houston's amazing.
Glass of beer. What a nice restaurant.
You can order just a plate of MSG there.
And that's what I've done here. Pistol Shrimps here down by, can you do math? Is that 14?
Down by the old mainstream.
Halftime doesn't last too long here at North Weddington, and that's maybe a perk and not a bug.
A feature and not a bug?
A feature, not a bug?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing that people say? What is that from?
I think it's just a saying.
It's a feature, not a bug. Look, if you enjoy Pistol Shrimps Radio, you can email us at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. You can follow the show on Instagram. We're also on Twitter, but please... well, don't give that guy any more money or
and
time or energy.
Don't enjoy Pistol Shrimps Radio. You can email us at rondesantis@desantisaintgotnopanties.com.
And when you do that, please mispronounce his name. Say DeSantis, not DeSantis. It drives his wife up the wall.
Well, she can go sit on a parrot perch for all I care.
She can go Ween style piss up a rope.
That's right.
What, when you tell someone to piss up a rope, Matt, what does that mean? Are you telling them to urinate on themselves?
I think that's what will happen, but it's more the meaning behind it is go piss up a rope, like
go do the impossible. Where's the rope?
A pissing rope?
The rope that you're pissing up, where is the rope?
It's at Home Depot.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gotta go buy it.
You have to go to Home Depot.
And then you have to go buy a gallon of water.
But I think of a rope as sort of like laying in a coil on the ground. So how am I going up if I'm pissing up?
I think
it's
hanging.
From what?
A pissing stanchion.
So I gotta go to a pissing stanchion with a rope. Mm-hmm. All right. We don't have time to get into this, folks. The second half has started. Pistol Shrimps are headed our way now. They were headed, is that north? I guess that would be north. Now they're headed south. And uh-oh. Jesse Thomas has been double teamed here by the Blouses. Nice pass over to Stetton.
Comes out of it smelling like roses. I'm almost done with my bar.
How's your bar?
Pretty dry.
What? Amanda Fun Buns Lund with the ball. She'll pass over to Blasucci.
Blasucci back to Stetton. We're calling the same pass.
Let's see if we could just keep that up. Intercepted pass by 11. She'll go unabated to the basket. Lay it up and lay it in. 21-5 in favor of the Blouses in a disgusting display of Floridian basketball.
This is the most fraudulent game of basketball I've seen since Texas Willie said to himself, I don't need any players. I just need Rig, Jimmy, and Henry Hill. Mandalay Lund takes a shot. It's short, but I still love her.
Hey, Matt, you're one of my oldest friends and dearest compadres. Who's Texas Willie?
Oh, he's this guy who invented skateboards.
Inbound pass from Paisley Gray to Melissa Stetton. At this point, the deficit is so deep that I think they're just out there having fun playing basketball.
And God bless them for it, because if this game isn't for fun, it ain't for nuns, because nuns only like funds. That's why they joined a Leave Me Alone house.
Leave Me Alone house, only on ABC. The writer's strike is thick as it can get, and so we've got a new reality show called whatever it is I just said.
Yes, 18 women take a vow of silence and a vow of don't touch me down there to see how long they can last on a season where they're rooming with a bunch of hunky beef studs.
25-5 in favor of the Blouses. What if there was a reality show where every contestant on the reality show took a vow of silence, so you just had nobody talking, but just video, and it was an hour long every week. Shot from Thomas won't go. Boy, the Pistol Shrimps can't buy a bucket tonight, and that's from a video game called NBA Jam.
Oh.
Did you ever play that, Matt? Probably not. Ooh. Blouses with a bucket. Nifty footwork and basketball jobs.
17 minutes left on the clock. Closer to 18, but I didn't want to get into seconds and micromanage you, listener. Figure it out yourself.
Long shot from Thomas.
Ooh,
off the front rim. Rebound lunge. Shot Blasucci
over
the mark.
The bucket and into the hands of the Sours.
I'm sorry, what did you just call them?
The Sours.
The Sours?
Yeah, they're soured. I've soured on them.
Like bad milk, the Blouses are up 27-5. It's making me make a face.
These are not Versace tops. They're thrift store blouses, and I'm not paying money for this free game.
Just doing a quick basketball photo over here, Matt. Go ahead and... Well, we stopped talking and started walking ourselves to the photo of my phone. You can look at that at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. 29-5 in favor of the Blouses. Oh, boy.
Inbound to my
long
wife.
Shot.
Go, go, go!
Oh.
She decided.
Everyone.
Take it! Get a point! Yes! Yes!
A little short. Oh, no! And the ball comes right up to Matt. Matt with the rebound. Holy smokes.
I almost took a shot. I had to stop myself.
Blouses with a commanding lead here, 29-5.
Yeah.
The AMPTP of basketball here up 29-5. That's about right, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, and the AMPM of convenience stores and gas station combinations ain't going to be gaggies.
Do you have a preferred gas station convenience store, Matt?
I don't now because I drive an electronic vehicle and I don't go to gas stations unless to get a quickie car wash or a bucket of oats.
Tonight's Pistol Shrimps game is brought to you by Bucket of Oats. Every fan here in attendance.
Oh! Yes!
Ooh, foul on Stetton there. She's maybe going to shoot three throws?
Three free throws? Is it a three throw?
No, it's a two free throws.
Okay.
It was Jacob who said one night in the cover of darkness, let's rob that lady.
Yes, that's a good point. Then Larkus, the man child, says to his sister, he says, "Hey, how come I grew faster than you?" And she says, "You didn't." Pop, and she was taller.
Stetton made one of those two free throws. It's 29-6 in favor.
15:25 left on the clock. There's a two in the period.
That's
box.
The second half there, Matt.
One foul and one foul.
Long shot from the Blouses here. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound Blouses. They will retain possession here. Drive to the basket by two. She's wearing the headband. She can't make a basket there. Two will... Just electric passing here from
man,
the Blouses.
Yeah, and they keep popping it up, but it doesn't go in. Why not get another illegitimate basketball point, you mountebanks?
I can't believe that it's 31-6 in favor of the Blouses.
I didn't come all this way to have my pistol shrimps disrespected like this. And I'm an objective basketball sports caller.
Well, it's tough. Sometimes, look, I'm going to tell you a story, a real sports story here, Matt.
Okay.
So,
three-point shot from Jesse off the net into the hands of the Blouses, which means is automatically disqualified, good for no points until it's maintained possession by the Schistel Primps.
You're familiar with Peyton Manning.
I know the name.
Hall of Fame football player, quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, and then later the Denver Broncos. But when he was in his time with the Indianapolis Colts during training camp, a beat reporter for the Colts noted...
You mean like a reporter who reports on the vegetable?
No, a reporter who only reports on the Colts noted the backup quarterback's not really getting any practice rounds here. Like there's not a lot of, I'm only seeing Peyton Manning out there and not the backup.
Sure.
And one of the coaches says, "Well, without number 18, we're fucked and we don't practice fucked."
Whoa.
What do you think of that, Matt?
I think that's a little too serious for a game that's a bunch of guys throwing a pigskin around in tighties.
Blasucci will pass over to Stetton. Stetton's got the ball here on the side. Inside to Thomas. Double teamed. Nifty passing from the Shrimps. Shot from
almost
Stetton.
Good.
Off the rim, no good.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm right. Does a football have little shoelaces?
There are some laces on a football, yes. You have to turn the laces out when you're kicking a football, but you want to grip the laces when you're throwing it.
Grow up and get some slip-ons.
What do you... Do you like a slip-on shoe? I don't like it because I'm not in control of how tight or loose the shoe is.
I do. So right now I'm wearing Vans that have so many holes in their laces that you really have to manipulate them to get them on.
There's holes in the laces?
Well, I mean in the eyelet goes through. Yeah, yeah. Eyelets.
Time out here from somebody, and it's 33-6 in favor.
The ref's taking some shots, just getting in some good times like the old days.
Yeah, referee Dan, the man, Quimberly.
Not to be confused with the other referee.
Who's just reading plaques over here.
I like
here.
That. Yeah, why not? Go for it.
Hey, Matt, I don't think I told you this. I know I didn't. We got an email from somebody who's doing a podcast about the basketball tournament. Do you remember when the Pistol Shrimps played former and promising professional basketball players at the Cal State LA on the east side of Los Angeles?
I thought it was on the west side. Didn't we have to go really far?
Well, we did that too, but there was one at Cal State LA. Sort of in the El Sereno area.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
This fellow is doing a podcast series about that and wants to talk to us about our time at that game where the Pistol Shrimps lost something like 95-6.
Oh, right.
Remember that
they
one
basically
guy just kept
the Washington
shooting?
Generals. Of
yes.
Thing. Yeah.
So we'll deal with that offline, but I'm just telling you, this person is doing a podcast series about that tournament and wants to talk to us and maybe some of the Shrimps.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll figure that out after the game. Yep. Back to the action here. About 13 minutes left in the game. 33-6 Blouses over the Shrimps. Not quite sure what happened there.
Stetton inbound to Jersey. Jersey swivels around, takes a shot. Almost good enough for tea time.
But not quite good enough for coffee. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. I'm Bib Kibley.
My name is Raki Obost Monoto.
And that's a rebound from Jersey Walls, who then falls to her squalls.
White Squall. White
is that a movie,
squall.
White
yeah.
Squall?
Uh-huh.
What sure. happens in it?
A boat goes and gets lost.
That's it?
I don't know.
That's
I never
a whole
seen
movie?
It. I never seen it.
Well, why'd you tell me what happens in it?
I was thinking of White Fang.
Thomas pounding the ball with her fist as she walks
down
the court.
Wow, that was cool. Oh, Maria up with a shot.
Almost looked good. Didn't go.
Give her a chance.
Give her a basket. Let it be a point.
Take a dive.
Pure domination from the Blouses here. It's 37-6 in favor of the Blouses.
No one's in favor of the Blouses.
You know who is? Jeb Bush. Ooh, another shot from Thomas. Can't go. Doesn't go. 37-6 Blouses. 11:26 on the clock.
Lose the Blouses. Is it okay to yell that?
Lose the Blouses?
Yeah.
Well, to what end? Why would you yell that?
I don't know.
It's not going to make them lose this game, Matt.
Okay.
The route is on.
Ball. Up top. Down low. Soda Factory too slow. Old kids rhyme scheme that never happened.
There's a rebound from Melissa Stetton, who we enjoy.
Yes.
Thomas will come up the court. Let's see if we can just get him 2 to 3 basketball points here, Matt.
I'd love to see it happen. 10 minutes, it's enough to come back. What if it was a landslide 3-point mash-a-pouch?
Not familiar with the term, Matt, but I don't have a lot of faith here as it's 37-6 and the Blouses just scored again, making it 39-6.
That'll make the comeback all the sweeter. You can't have a great movie without a big comeback, and life is nothing but a movie to me.
Film Jeremy. Hi, I'm Film Jeremy, and life's nothing but a movie to me. That's why I believe in Kodak Films.
Ooh,
foul there on Jersey Walls. That's going to be free throws, I think.
Yes, the Blouses may be leading, but they're committing a lot of egregious and sinful fouls.
Simon, the well technician, had stopped into town. He was off duty that day, but he noticed that the water was a yellowish brown.
And a pheasant, whose name was Ridiculous Pip, came in and said, I wouldn't drink from that water if it was cleaner than a twisty nickel.
And so it was that Simon scored a basketball point through Jersey Walls and made the score 39-7 in favor of the Blouses. Simon went on to start up a plaque business where he would do graves for people.
Then he'd dig the graves and bury the plaque and put the person on the fucking wall.
It was weird, but they loved it. Anyway, back to basketball.
One more shot for the Blouses. It's no good. Rebounded, and then it is good. Might as well make yourself a point factory, because this is getting ridiculous.
Might as well jump. This is David Lee Roth Radio. I'm Sammy Hagar for Gary Sharon, who's out on medical leave.
Maria Blasucci with a shot. It's good! For 3 basketball points, but that will be 1 subtracted because I was wrong.
Smooth like peanut butter that I don't eat. 41-9 in favor of the Blouses. I am over enunciating.
We went to a kid's birthday party on the beach and they had a peanut butter and jelly bar.
Why was the kid's birthday at the beach?
Because the kid was just getting in from shore leave.
Merchant Marine Kid.
Yeah.
Starring Jason Statham.
Jason Bateman.
Rick, the absolute bull man.
And Rick Oley, the one small character from Phantom Menace.
Samantha Potch will be there.
And Samantha, the mentioning person from Frozen, to Jesse Thomas, takes a 3-shot point.
Oh.
And it's good. Don't call it a comeback. You people better win this.
41. I read it backwards. 41-12 in favor of the Blouses. Pistol Shrimps.
Maria steals it. This has got momentum written all over it. I can read the writing on the wall because the wall says Pistol Shrimps by 2.
Television drama TNT. We know drama, and this is drama.
Televangelist drama. Ken Copeland Ministries. Treflo Dollar. Get yourself a dollar. Pay 10.
Go ahead and laugh your ass off at the farting preacher. Rebound from the Blouses. They can't get a basket, Matt. This game is turning around.
The
Big
Blouses
rebound.
Have completely lost it. What happened to a once strong team?
Jersey Walls with a rebound who will pass over to 99, Jesse Thomas.
99 Luft balloons. That's what she's throwing because these balls don't come down until they get 3 points.
Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound number 7 for the Blouses. Melissa Stetton pesters but cannot get the ball.
On off gegen a Dusenflieger.
Excuse me?
It's just part of the song.
What is?
that words.
Amanda Funbuns with the defense, locking it down here on number one.
Blouse is popping it around the outside like they don't know how to play the game. The Shrimps looking like two tighties and a whitey.
Big rebound from Jesse Thomas, the smallest player on the court.
She's the Spuds McKenzie of the Women's Rec League basketball team. That works, right?
That's, and you know who number one on the Blouses is? Alex from Stroh's.
What's that?
Do you remember that Stroh's went ahead and got a dog named Alex after the popularity of Spuds McKenzie?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Alex from Stroh's.
Yeah.
Immortalized by Tone Loc.
Oh,
in
right.
In his song, I believe, Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
De facto coach Ingrid Walla is gathering the troops over here on the sidelines. It's 41-12 in favor of the Blouses. Mm. They're hydrating. They're pepping each other up.
There's 6 minutes and 29 American seconds left on the clock.
Their spirit will not be denied.
Nor will we be replied.
Referee Craig G. Nelson is over there shooting some free throws and missing by a mile.
Well, he's not paid to make shots. He's paid to call shots.
And so far, I think he's doing a pretty good job, Matt, if I'm not.
You got to hand it to these refs. It's not easy being out there making the hard decisions. We're up here talking. They're out there walking.
Ooh, he just did an over the backboard shot. Did you see that, Matt?
I watched a video on how to make a ball curve when you kick it or throw it.
Are you bending it like Beckham?
Mark, I'm serious.
Well, that's what Beckham used to do. You would make the ball curve. That's what that whole phrase is.
You're right, though.
Based on.
Yeah.
So how do you do it?
I don't know.
You didn't finish the video?
I don't remember things anymore.
Who does? This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Yeah.
6:24 on the clock. 41-12.
To Thomas. Thomas about to pass, thinks better of it, cuts in, comes back. Oh, around the back through Worcester Castle. Walls has it. It's a shot. Good for 2 points. This is a tide turning.
We've got ourselves a palindrome score. 41-14 in favor of the Blouses. This game is not over, and I refuse to let it be.
The score might as well be named Otto. This is Pistol Shrimps Action.
Brought to you by A Man Called Otto, the film by Tom Hanks.
Based
written,
on
directed,
the original
and
film,
produced by Tom Hanks.
A Man Called Uwe. Written, produced, and directed by probably a guy named Uwe.
Thomas with the ball here. 43-14 in favor of the Blouses. Let's see what we can do here. Blasucci with the ball. She'll pass inside to Jersey Walls, number 31, who will shoot a three-pointer.
It's good. All net. No bet. Not good enough for these. It's 17-43. We haven't seen a game this close yet.
The score is 2 prime numbers. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. Paisley Gray with a rebound. He'll dish to number 99, Jesse Thomas. She'll come up the court and probably just shoot a nice little three-pointer that'll go in right here, right now, watching the world wake up from history.
Jesus Jones
is a band.
For a while, a little while anyway. Three-pointer shot. It's up. It's out. It's on the town.
Blouses have the ball back again. And now there's 4:44 on the clock. And if you're a fan of the number four, that was your moment. Because there were 4 fours up on the scoreboard.
Mark, I got some news. There's a good possibility I might join an adult soccer league.
What?
Would you want to come call adult soccer league action?
By myself?
I don't know. You'd have to get a new me.
There is no new you, Matt, and you know it, and I know it. There's no replacing you, Mr. Matt Gourley. I don't know what that would be, unless I could get one of those Ted Lasso-style mics where my nose is covered. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Those
shelf mics.
Yeah.
Then I would think about it, but otherwise, probably not.
All right, I'll do it.
Also, what are you talking about in an adult soccer league?
I used to play soccer. It's the only sport I have a knack for that isn't like based on a elementary school playground, because I'm really good at handball and dodgeball and things like that.
But soccer.
I just need to get fitness, Mark. I need to get fit.
And so you think you're going to get it through a recreational adult soccer league?
Do you know how much running you do in soccer?
Do you know how serious people take soccer?
Yeah, I'm one of them. I'm going to kill some people.
Walls with a rebound there. That might be a triple-double for Walls here tonight. I mean, she's got rebounds and assists and points. We don't really keep track of statistics here on Pistol Shrimp Radio.
Wait, we have not been keeping stats this whole time?
No one ever told us to.
Oh, man.
But if this were a more legitimate basketball operation, we would have statistics towards the end of the game. We'd have a whole department doing that, but we don't have it.
Nope. 3 minutes left on the clock. The Blouses take a shot. It looks like we've got some foul action. Free throw for the Blouses.
And so it was said that Melissa, the winter woman, had come down on January 21st, the shortest day of the year. And it was said that she put 5 rocks in a basket in a ceremonial way.
And then a Gorgon named Medusa says, "Hey, I fell in love with one of my snake hairs and tried to have a real untraditional wedding."
They spent a holiday weekend at a Holiday Inn, all over each other, and that was the way that it was for many an eon. Thomas will shoot here for 3. It is no good. Rebound. Paisley Gray, she'll put it up. No good. Paisley will try for a rebound. Pistol Shrimps will retain possession here with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left. Inbound pass to Blasucci to Melissa Stetton, who scores.
Stetton, it's 19:47. There's 1 hour and 56 minutes left on the clock, even though the minutes are moving real quick. Wow, am I going through a time loop?
47. Who can vote?
47?
1947. Probably just men.
Two more points for the Blouses, as if you don't need to milk a cow. How much milk can you get from a fucking jersey? My God. Stop scoring points.
Thomas will come up here and try to change things for the Shrimps. She'll drive to the outside and then drive to the inside.
Back to Blasucci. She takes a long shot. It bounces off in the hands of Paisley Gray, who pops it up. Oh!
Well, it's no surprise to me after talking to Ingrid Han Mabugiwala that this Blouses team broke her hand and ruined the fortunes of the Pistol Shrimps, Matt. It makes so much sense to me now, having that context.
Yes. Ruthless.
1 minute left. 49-19. Shrimps down by 30. Not a lot of hope for a comeback here, if I'm being real honest.
I don't know.
You think they could score 30 points? 31 points in 45 seconds?
If you went back the distance of 10 of these keys, wouldn't you get 30 points?
Well, now it's 51.
Okay, now I believe they're not going to win.
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
For these are Shrimps.
It's Pistol Shrimps Radio basketball play. Thomas is taking her time. Jesse, the tank engine Thomas, going to pause, reflect, pass to Stetton.
Possibly let just all of the time expire off the clock here.
Just so the Blouses can't score anymore.
I mean, the Walls has the balls shot.
And it's in for 2. It's not going to be a rout. It's 21-51. 5.4 point, 3 point, 2 point, 1.0 seconds left on the clock, and that is Pistol Shrimps gameplay time.
Everyone knows a rout is when you lose by 31 or more points, and the Shrimps lost tonight by just 30. Not a rout.
Nope.
51-21. Blouses over the Shrimps is your final score here from North Weddington Gymnasium, the jewel of the valley.
That's right. Admiral Pistol Shrimps ball play tonight.
Admiral Pistol Shrimps.
He came in from...
It's a trap!
Poor Admiral Akbar killed off willy-nilly.
Is that true?
The Last Jedi, yeah.
What happened to him?
He got blown up when Princess Leia died, didn't he? Something like that.
I saw that movie one time, Matt. I have no memory anymore of anything that happens in any film. I watched the end of Succession. Brian Cox is still the CEO, right?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Well, friends, thanks for listening to the show. We did have a fun time tonight going. It's a little bit of a trip down memory lane, if I'm not being...
Yeah, it's weird to dust off the old pipes and talk basketball action, but
here
first...
comes Captain Maria Blasucci to come chat with us. A little post-game wrap-up. Maria Blasucci, welcome to Pistol Shrimps Radio. How are you tonight?
Before you say anything, Maria, I just want to make sure it's been a while that we don't get any platitudes or sports jargon.
We just want to hear from the person. Our friend.
Captain Maria Blasucci, how do you think tonight's game went?
Absolutely, Matt. Absolutely, Mark. You know,
I didn't say anything that would require the response, absolutely.
Absolutely is not a proper response to what was just said to you.
Look, we went out there. We got the ball. We went down the court. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was the best team out there today. And we did our best. We played as hard as we could. And we had a good time out there.
Is there any truth to the fact that all the score points the basketball blouses scored were invalid points and only valid in Florida?
You know, when you're out on the court and you're dribbling the ball, you know, your head's in the game, you know, what goes on after the game, you know, that's up to the basketball kings, you know, and the basketball queens. But when you're out on the court, it's just who's playing the game.
Maria, how do you feel?
I feel great. I feel like I went down the court and I dribbled the ball as best I could. I got the balls in the basket. I got a ball in a basket and a lot of my teammates got balls in baskets too.
Maria, tell me about a dark and distant dream you once had as a child.
Absolutely, Matt. You know, when I have dreams, I dream of winning, and on days like today, you just look forward and look ahead. Thanks so much, guys.
Maria, she took off, and that's all we had. I was going to ask her about her favorite and least favorite flavors of ice cream, but apparently we don't have time for that tonight, Matt, next game.
Let's talk to some shrimps. Let's get reacquainted. Stetton,
Melissa,
you had the
Stetton.
Ball. You made some super basketball shots tonight. How are you feeling about the game in general?
You know, we killed it in the second half. I feel like we won the second half, if you can say.
Yeah, at halftime, matters. You made some adjustments, and then, that seems right to me.
Yeah, we only had six players. They had, like, 20, so.
It did seem like an insurmountable player-personnel differential there.
You know, we're used to that. We make the best of it.
That's what I like. It's a can-do spirit here at the Shrimps. Let's talk to Amanda Funbuns Lund. You took a couple of shots tonight as your sports commentator. I have to say that was great. As your husband, I have to say, hot damn.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I set a couple of screens, too.
What are those?
We don't know what those are, Amanda.
That's when you stand close to someone and go, screen.
You're standing in the way of a blouse's player to try to impede them from moving into a defensive spot, yes?
Yes. You know, like in a 90s thriller when a woman gets dressed behind a screen and you see their silhouette.
Oh, I'm into this. Okay,
chemise. That's like what I was doing for the gals on the other team.
I did see you setting up a screen and putting the lighting so it was just a silhouette up.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I could see was sort of the basketball and the hands handling the basketball, but I wasn't sure who it was.
It's very erotic.
Yeah, I'm not played that way. I'm just drawn that way. Huh?
Jessica Rabbit reference here on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Well, thanks for coming, boys.
Thanks for
coming with me.
Yeah, thanks for all of the basketball satisfaction, you all. I don't know when the next game is, Matt. I don't know how many games are left in the season. I don't know anything other than just the moment right now. It's very Buddhist of me. I'm in the moment. There's only right now.
Well, I think that's good because this might be the last game of the season.
Who knows? I don't know when they started. This could be the first game of the season.
It's not.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen online.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Well,
and Amanda has talked about going to some of the games.
And she finally made it happen.
Yeah.
Well, as we said before, tonight was not the Pistol Shrimps night. They lost the game tonight here at North Weddington, 51-21, falling to the Blouses for what I assume is the second time this season, because I can't believe that team broke Ingrid's hand.
And by the time you listen to this, I will have gone and stolen the Archimedes Dial of Destiny and changed history so that this sort of does the Back to the Future photo fade into a different episode where we say Pistol Shrimp's victory tonight over the Blouses.
Oh, we have a golden
points.
Girl
Hi,
coming
golden
on
girl.
Up here. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Rachel Yoder, and I work with...
I didn't even recognize you.
Rachel
oh my
Yoder.
God. Out of context.
What is Matt and Corley doing here?
They need their ball, Rachel.
Rachel.
We got to go play. Are you here for our game as well?
No,
This is just Pistol Shrimps Radio. We only cover the Pistol Shrimps.
I can see
But
why.
If you played the Pistol Shrimps, we would cover your game.
Okay, well, maybe next time.
My wife plays on the Pistol Shrimps. That's why, But we haven't done this in years.
Amazing. Well,
I was just emailing with Rachel today about what cuts are made in a Conan interview.
Is that right?
It's true.
Well, have a great game. I hope you beat whoever. Who's this other team you're playing? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
You don't know. It's a red team.
I just like to play every Tuesday, and that's all I know what to do.
That's the reason for the season.
Oh, that's the Lucille Ballers over there, I believe.
Good luck.
I hope you bust them up.
We're pulling for the Golden Girls tonight.
Okay. Well, Matt, who was that again?
Rachel Yoder. She works
from Dagobah?
Yoder.
We're getting a big picture taken here. Got to do some
pistol shrimps.
Beautiful posing here.
Ball Colin poses.
I hope you can get this photograph.
Yeah.
I like that we can't talk during the photo.
No, I can't smile and talk at the same time.
Friends, that's it for Pistol Shrimps Radio this edition. What do people need to know, Matt? Anything at all?
Jersey, can we talk to you real quick?
Jersey,
you're the only people Are you more than one person?
You're the rookie. Is this your first season with the Pistol Shrimps?
It is. Yeah.
You were out there. You made a couple of three-pointers, if I'm not mistaken.
Fun. I hope so. They were ugly, but they went in.
We don't take statistics here.
a three-pointer is beautiful in all its forms.
They felt beautiful.
A basket of any kind is beautiful, wouldn't you say?
I'd say.
Tough competition out there tonight.
It felt good, though. It felt like a win.
It should have been a win.
Felt like
second half adjustments were made we've gone over. Yes, this is great.
No subs, so
yeah, tough night to. You're just out there. You're tired. Yeah, but you fight through it.
Yeah.
Well done. We invalidated many of their points, so in our minds, you guys won.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're sending it to the Supreme Court.
Cheers. Yes, please.
Which
go for it.
Maybe isn't too
not a
helpful.
Good idea.
Not great.
Not a good idea.
Not great. But we're gonna do what we can.
Thank you, Jersey. Good game. Well, Mark.
Well, Matt.
This is Pistol Shrimps Basketball, where we do what we did.
And we'll do it again sometime, maybe.
Hopefully. But in the meantime, stay tuned for more mall walking. We got one on the books.
What happens in mall walking? If people have only listened to this episode where we called basketball games, they're going to be very confused.
What right do these guys have to walk through a mall and commentate on the various stores, kiosks, and employees?
That's all we do is walk around a mall and talk to each other. It's like this without the basketball.
What mall are we going to do?
We're going to go to the Casket Mall.
Oh, shit. Do I not know something?
We're not going to do the basketball. We're going to do the Casket Mall.
Oh, my God.
Is there a Casket Mall? Do you think there's like a funeral-based mall?
I bet there is. Like, you know how you'll go to a part of town and there's a bunch of furniture stores that have just popped up together? And
it's like Furniture Row.
Shopping.
Or
yeah.
Like,
there's probably Casket Row.
Isn't like Keys on Van Nuys? Boulevard of Cars there in Glendale. Where
and
there's
Cerritos
just
Auto Square.
Oh, yeah. We should do a mall walk at Cerritos Auto Square.
That sounds great.
No, it doesn't.
Well, there is a mall across the street, Cerritos Town Center.
Is that too far to go?
Well, pretty soon we're not going to have a choice.
Christina was at the Beverly Center recently.
Yeah,
I wonder if that's where we should go.
That may be it. I'm getting the wraps.
Oh, we got to make a move.
Okay. I do think we got to get down to Westminster Mall in Orange County because I hear that one's in its last days.
Oh, sure.
But that's far.
Maybe we'll
talk about this. We'll be back soon.
We'll be back soon. We love you. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name is Daryl Satzman.
And my name is, honest to God, Rich J.J. Bogende Toyoshishi Moon Boozy Star Tinish Oroshi Shataid Suze Bununu Bununu Judy Bloom
Bununu.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.